Our reading today from Colossians tells us and talks a lot about what it means to be church and to practice being the church of God. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. But now you must get rid of all such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourself with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free, but Christ is all and in all. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other just as the Lord has forgiven you. So you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And herein ends the lesson. This morning, what I'm going to do is simply read a meditation from one of my favorite authors. Her name is Joyce Rupp, and it's from one of her books of prayers and poems called Fresh Bread. And the poem is about what it means to be called to be church and the seed that God plants in each one of us as individuals and as a congregation, and reminds us that it's not our church, it's God's church. I believe that the word of God has many times been planted in my life and in my church's life, often because of another who received the seed of the word in ready soil, brought forth a harvest, and shared that goodness with me. I believe that the call to be a sower of the word is a privilege and a blessing, that no one can ever earn the right or claim the duty, that it is a gift freely given from God and a ministry to be constantly celebrated in gratitude. I believe that great things can come forth from even the tiniest seed planted in love and cared for tenderly by God through the heart of another. I believe that usually only God knows what is sprouting and greening and will come from the word planted through our ministry. I am content in knowing that I have tried with the sower's grace to seed that word in faith and with joy. I believe that even the most insignificant aspects of life can be the seed of God's gifting, that deeper faith can root and mature in our very ordinary soil. I believe that some dying of seed has to take place before it can give itself over to life, that every heart has its germination time, its dark moment, before the future hallowedness of God's harvest to come. I believe that it takes much patience to sow a seed, to freely give it away to the heart of the earth, to each other, to allow it to take root and to grow in its own good time. I believe that my life and our life will always know its season of hope, that we will find flowers after every finality of ice and snow, that we will find green, growing things alive after every harsh, barren rain of winter's rage, whether winter's rage out of doors or winter's rage in our hearts. And most of all, I believe in God, the sower of all seeds, in the God of the harvest, in God, the giver of all good and growing things, my Lord and my God, my all. Amen.